Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
Welcome all. We are doing our thing tonight. Once again, we are welcoming back the sensational Cece Peniston. But before we bring her live, at this time, I'd like to bring on my co-host, PB, is in the building. What's up, PB?
What up, y'all? Your boy here.
Hey, okay. Also, too, we have some listeners in the chat room. But before I shout you all out, I'm going to go ahead and let the chat room get packed and fill up. But you know what? I am just so honored because for those of you who were with us last week, I have to say that you are some true fans to come back again as we make it do what it do on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. Having Cece back, I have to say that this truly is a woman with a big heart, just a heart of gold, very sincere. And for her to come back out of her busy schedule, I appreciate her. Getting back in touch with the show and us allowing us to record it again. Many of you seen the show, listened to the show that we had. It was awesome. However, we had some technical difficulties, so we are making it. We're back with a bang, and we're just going to do an incredible show. We're going to do it. We're actually going to do it better this time. And so, before we bring her live, I got to do a little throwback. Y'all know how we get down on Brown Sugar Radio. This right here is the song that put Cece Peniston on the map, y'all. All right, we got to go back, y'all. Come on. Come with me, y'all. All right, now, come on. Put your hands together, y'all. Come on, let's get it. That's what's up. Just a little taste. Just a little taste now. We ain't going to go all the way back, but we just want to do a little flashback on Brown Sugar Radio. And I want to tell you guys some astounding facts that I have actually found. I knew a lot myself being from Phoenix native myself. I'm just so proud that Cece Peniston is also from Phoenix. However, I want to tell you a little bit about this phenomenal woman, all right, before we bring her on the air. Now, many of you know Cece Peniston was born in Dayton, Ohio, okay, but she moved to Phoenix and has been there for years, all right, so I'm claiming it. Yeah, look, it's Phoenix all day. And, you know, the thing about Cece that many of you don't know is that she actually was crowned Miss Black Arizona in 1989, all right, but her music career began in 1990 when she signed with A&M Records, okay. This is how she got her initial exposure doing vocals on a Phoenix females rapper named Overweight Pooches in 1991 single, I Like It, all right? And we're going to have her chop it up and tell us a little bit about that later on in the segment. But amongst the list who have personally requested Miss Peniston, all right, at private engagements are Aretha Franklin at her private birthday celebration in Detroit, Michigan, Pope John Paul II in Rome, President Bill Clinton at both of his inauguration ceremonies in Washington, D.C., okay? Following, this is what really gave me goosebumps right here. Following the abolition of apartheid, Peniston was the first female entertainer to visit and perform in South Africa. Yes, this is how she gets down, okay? Finally, you know what? I got so much stuff to tell you about CeCe. I'm really just excited tonight, and just I have so much emotion because when finally hit the charts, I'm telling you, Phoenix went crazy because we really hadn't had that type of exposure with artists and with celebrities. And so when CeCe hit the scene, it was in 1992 when finally hit. It was released by A&M Records. It sold over 3 million copies worldwide. The first single finally achieved number one on the charts, on 3 Billboard charts, hit number 2 in UK. In U.S., the album went number 70 on the Billboard 200, number 10 in UK. It was released in Europe, re-released in Europe in 1997. I got to tell you, this sister's resume is just, look, is she bad to the bone, y'all, okay? Bad to the bone. Finally, I'm telling you, it was also used in the cult Australian film, The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, as well as the televised show, The L Word, Season 2, Episode 5, and over 30 compilations of the hit dance music. We Got a Love Thing was Penison's second single from the album, reached 20 on the charts. It reached number 1 Billboard dance chart, as well as her third single, Keep on Walking. All right? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I got to tell you, Inside That I Cried peaked number 10 on the Billboard. And she won Billboard Awards for Top Dance Artist and Top New Artist of 1992. I'm telling you, the album went platinum in UK, US, Germany, Spain, Korea, Australia, South Africa, and Italy. Y'all have to give it up for my homegirl, the one and the only, CeCe Peniston, is in the house tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. Welcome. Okay. Girl, look, I had to bring you a right, okay? Look. We're going to let them know. Okay. Welcome, CeCe Peniston from Phoenix, Arizona. Holding it down. You know, I got to put that in there, put a little something on it. I am so proud of you. Every time when I hear your music or I see different things you have going on, I'm following you, okay? Look, because I've been there from day one, all right?
I appreciate that, too. I love it. I thank you for that.
Okay, so, I mean, we have so many exciting things tonight, and I know you're a busy woman, and like I said, PB and I are thrilled to have you tonight, and I wanted to make sure everybody knew, okay, what you was working with. Girl, you are a force to be reckoned with, honey. So I had to let them know what the history on CeCe Peniston tonight, girl.
Well, I appreciate it, girl. I sure do.
Okay. So what we're going to do, I'm going to actually start off the interview with a few of my questions. PB, you know how we roll. Then you can come through. The fans, I know you're all excited. If you can just hold tight for me, all right? We're going to actually do the first half of the segment with our interview one-on-one. We have some hot new singles that we're going to play off CeCe's banging new CD. You got to keep it locked for that. And then we're going to open the phone lines, all right? We also have Dave later on, and we'll probably have Q, I'm sure, come through later on, who's also working with CeCe. We're going to have them come through later on this evening as they have been doing some phenomenal things with CeCe. So I gotta take it all the way back, CeCe, from when you first knew you had a gift. All right, with singing, can you tell us, how did you discover that this was your God-given talent?
Well, what happened was I was in actually in elementary school, and it all started off with me doing like this musical on stage. And when I did the play initially, I was just like, oh, this is something fun, you know, as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was when I did it, I was like, I was like, I like this. I was like, I feel at home on stage. And so I told my mother at that point, I was like, you know, Mom, I want to do some more, you know, stage musicals or plays or whatever, you know, singing, you know, around the community and stuff. And so she was like, okay, we're going to get you involved in different talent contests, karaoke contests. You know, back then that was your little pocket money. So you get your new feelers were out at the time. Get some little feelers or some little, you know, some
girl,
okay.
I know, girl, I know.
Okay. New school clothes. And so I just kept doing it around Arizona, and then people got wind that that's what I do, and they started calling me for different events coming up, for weddings and for just like after seven events with like bands. I would sing with some of the bands here in Arizona, and it eventually led to me doing the background vocals for Pooch, and the records heard it, and that's how everything got started.
Okay, I know that's right. And I feel like, you know, in order to have the gift that you do, granted, I know that it's something natural, but can you tell us, do you take, like, voice lessons to enhance it, or is there any special training or anything you do to make sure that your A game is tight?
You know what? When I first came out, everything that I had learned was pretty much raw. It was just my raw vocals, And probably after my second album, I was like, well, your voice is like an instrument. And so with instruments, you always want to learn something new about it. And so I said, I'm going to go ahead and take some voice lessons and see if there's some things I can learn, because I was getting hoarse on the road, and I didn't understand why. And so what happened was I started taking lessons with Seth Riggs. Seth Riggs has trained, like, Michael Jackson, Madonna, you know, Shanice, a whole bunch of different artists. And he taught me what to do to get past my hoarseness, and he gave me different vocal exercises to do to make sure that my instrument is still strong and it lasts.
Wow, that is awesome. And that's funny, you know, I never viewed the human voice as an instrument, but now that you put it like that, I mean, for real, it's true. It truly is. You know, it's a God-given instrument.
Yes, because of the tones of, like, different tones that you can sing in, different, you know, highs and lows, your high voice, your low voice, your mid, you know, it's an instrument. You just, you know, you can get a whole lot of different sounds out of it if you use it right.
That's what's up. Well, I have to say that, you know, you say that the original song, the first finally that came out, you didn't have any training. And, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wow. You know, look, can you teach me how to sing like that? Uncut. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I love to do it so much. And to this day, I just still really, I love to sing. I mean, I do it in my car, still on my off time, you know, but with the windows up, though, you know.
Okay. I know that's right. Okay. Now, we have actually a lot in common, Cece. And first of all, we both Phoenix Suns fans. So for all the haters out there, now, don't hate on my son. Okay. We are both Phoenix Suns fan, Arizona Cardinal fan. Don't get it twisted now. Okay, Cece got a hat and a T-shirt. Girls, you ready for the next season or what?
You know I'm ready. You know I got a little jersey, a little hat. You know I'm ready.
Okay. Girl, look, we're serious about the Suns now. But we also are military brats. And that's something that I found as we had prior discussions. And tell us a little bit about that. Was it your mother active duty or your father, you know, and you're traveling?
My father was Master Sergeant in the Air Force. And we actually were moving around a lot until we moved to Phoenix when I was about, like, seven. And this is where he ended up retiring, and this is where I've been pretty much ever since, except for I live, like, a year in Jersey and a year in L.A., but I'm really family-oriented, so I was like, I'm going to come back home. Shoot, I can travel from Phoenix and still do what I want to do and still come home to my family, you know?
Right.
So that's how everything, you know, went down.
Okay. All right, well, one last question from my end, then we're going to let PB take the floor because I know he's got some very good questions for you as well. I wanted to find out, you know, now Phoenix, the thing is, it's a blessing, you know, because of the fact that the climate and everything, ain't got to worry about asthma, arthritis, none of that. You feel me? That's the hometown Phoenix. But for music and for entertainers, did you find it challenging to actually emerge from Phoenix to the level of success that you did rather than being in L.A. or New York?
You know what? I think it was more challenging afterwards. The challenge came more afterwards because, surprisingly, what happened was when I decided to do my first record, which was finally hit right away. It was afterwards, you know, the albums that came afterwards and staying in the game and being on top of things because, you know, LA's, you know, got their fashion capital. There's, you know, all the labels are out there, you know, so making the connections, you know, and networking is different from Phoenix to living in LA where something is always popping up. There's always movement. And whereas here, it's not set. So So, but I was lucky and blessed that the first record that I did, which was Funny, did well right away. But it's not always the norm, and I know that.
Right. Now, finally, tell us a little bit, actually, and PB, I want to ask this question before I forget, baby. I promise I'm going to let you have the floor next. Can you let us know, did you write the lyrics to Finally, or did someone write, you know, how did that song come about?
You know what? I was actually writing poetry in college, and I was in chemistry class, which I used to be bored to tears, but y'all make sure you get your chemistry in. You know, you need that for you. You see me trying to clean it up.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm definitely all about education. I really am. But for real, I was in class writing poetry, and what happened was they said, well, you know, we heard the background vocals that you did, and we want you to do a song of your own. And then, so I had written the melody and the lyrics to Finally, and then Felipe Delgado and R.K. Jackson, they put the beat to it, which was later remixed with the piano version by Eric Cuffer and David Morales.
All right.
That's how that all came about.
That's what's up. All right, PB, go ahead and do your thing.
Look, Finally, huh?
Stop playing.
Okay. I know.
I hear you, PB.
Okay. Okay, so, PB, my first question is going to be for you is, like, so when you first came in the music industry, and so when you first came in the music industry, the way that you seen yourself coming in the industry as an artist, is that, like, the way that you came in? Like, did the label switch you around or try to change your sound or try to change your image or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. And we used to get into, like, about that, too, because I had one look I wanted to do, and they had another look that they wanted me to do, and we most of the time weren't on the same page. But I think it also comes from the fact that as a younger artist, you have in your mind what you want to do, and for someone that tries to change, you're like, look, I'm me, this is me. But at the same time, looking at it now, it's different because they're investing in you as a record label. You're a commodity to them. And so I would say, you know, maybe I should have met them a little more in the middle as far as that was concerned, but I was so comfortable with who I was, I really didn't want to just change it and be, you know, I wanted to be real. I didn't want them to change who I was, and I felt that, like, that's what the debate was about. See, now it would be different if they said, okay, we want to change a look. It would still be me, but I would be like, okay, well, let's try this or let's try that. And if they said, okay, we like this look, well, we're not feeling this one, then I'm like, okay, if you feel this one, I feel this one too, and then we could just go, you know, from that point. You know what I'm saying? It's just you have to be
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, I'm with you. So now, let's say this. So like when you first came on the scene with the here Finally, like let's see here with the because the genre of music that you are labeled in is kind of like a dance type. And so like when you first came in as an artist, is that the type of music you want to do? Did you just want to do strictly dance or whatnot?
Well, you know what? I wanted to do a variety of music. I wanted to do dance, and I wanted to do R&B, which was also on my Finally album. I had dance and R&B. It was just that when I did the dance song, when I did Finally, I didn't know that at the time that they were going to put me in a box and say, this is who she is. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I'm so much more than that. There's so many other types of music that I like to sing, especially as a child, because I used to study jazz. I used to study, you know, my R&B.
Okay.
I used to study just a lot of different genres of music. So I didn't know at the time that that's how, what box I was going to be put into, but I've been blessed to have, you know, a lot of support in that area.
Okay.
And dance music, yeah.
Okay, so now.
I got some more coming. I got some R&B, too, on this one they can listen to, too. Hey.
Oh, yeah, I got to give you that. I got to definitely give you that. So. With you being labeled as like a, because I know now, like if I Google, like if anybody Google CC Pennington, it's going to come up something saying something about the dance diva. And so, like, do you feel like after you kind of got put in that category that you kind of felt like you needed to stay in that category?
No. I put it like this. I didn't feel like I needed to stay there. Other people felt like I needed to stay.
Okay.
I was so, like, for me, it's a challenge. It's been a challenge for me, and that's okay. I like a challenge because, you know, anything that you get in an easy manner is not worth having. So, you know, I'm up for the challenge of showing people who I am on this album and showing things that maybe they didn't get to see on the last couple of albums that I had.
Okay, now, so with that being said, I want to kind of go back to that last question when I said the dance diva. So, like, how do you feel, like when people say CC, like, when they just categorize you as a diva, you know, like, how does that make you feel, like?
That makes me feel good because, to me, when they say diva, that means there's somebody that's on top of the game. They like the way that person sings. There's something in that person that emotionally, vocally, physically touches somebody for them to call them that. So I take it as a definite compliment.
Okay, okay. So now I'm going to come up a little further here now. So I definitely got to say that your I'm Moving On album was kind of like one of my favorite albums there. The track you had with JoJo, Bananas, love it. To this day, still bop it.
Yeah, I love that one. That was one of my favorites too, actually, PB. Say it again now.
I said, I still bop it to this day.
Yeah, thank you. When they brought that one to me, I love doing that in the studio. That was
yeah. Yeah, I remember this performance y'all did on, I think it was at the Apollo.
Yep.
So it was just crazy. And so I was going to ask you about, because I know now, I don't know if this is true or not, but someone was saying something about that you and JoJo were dating. And so I don't know if that was just a rumor or not, so I was just going to ask you to elaborate on that a little bit for us.
Actually, you know, we weren't dating. It was a rumor. I would tell you too if it was, but no, we weren't dating.
Okay. Yes. So,
you know how it goes when you do a song together, then all of a sudden, oh, what they doing? You know what's going on? You know, I know.
Yeah.
It was just cool. We were just friends. It was all good.
Okay, I know. Well, anyway, if y'all wasn't dating, y'all had great chemistry on the song anyway, if y'all wasn't dating.
Yeah.
It was a good song.
Well, I think
he
respected me, and I respected his vocals, definitely respected his vocals. So I think that's what people would feel from us when we were on the stage.
Y'all hear that? Now, so,
I hear you trying to be like, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm just putting this to the people. I want the people to know that all these bloggers and stuff, you know, you have some people.
I did not have a problem telling you. I would tell you, but it is not like that.
CC cleared it up. CC has cleared
it
up. So she did not
let
him. No. It was just a song. Okay, so now, and definitely, you know, I just got to take a moment real quick and shout something out, because, you know, I don't appreciate, like, how Sugar just tried to get off here and just try to do this whole little Phoenix thing. I don't appreciate that. I definitely got to shout out. I got to shout out CeCe for just showing us love, you know, Arkansas, because I'm actually stationed in Arkansas. And, you know, President Bill Clinton was from Arkansas. So, you know, CeCe held it down for...
She
has it down for Arkansas, too, now. So don't just try to do us now. Woo! Look at that.
I got to put Arkansas on there, don't he?
I know, right?
All right. Do your thing, Arkansas. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, we not
going
to hate on Arkansas.
We're not going to hate.
That's good.
Just want you to love
you got
some... for Phoenix.
Okay,
we just got love for the PHS.
Wait a minute now. Look, I got love for Phoenix as long as we're not talking about basketball. I got love for him.
Yeah. Speaking of which, DC, I got to tell you, do you know he was rooting for the Spurs, girl, the last time it was his first time? Yes, I got to say.
You know that's grounds for a beatdown, right?
Oh, Lord.
You know I love him. I said, you just did that to get under my skin. I said, he don't even like basketball, okay? Miss Rosalind Jennings in the chat room said, "Let's be nice."
Okay.
I know, right? Y'all hear this right?
I gotta shout out the listeners. Go ahead, PB. I'm gonna shout out the listeners.
Beat me down. Y'all hear this right?
Hey, we serious about some signs now. Okay. Real quick, I gotta shout out Ed Lips, who's our loyal listener. We gotta give him a trophy for the year for showing up on time every show. He's there, okay? Guest 5946. We have guests 5948, 5809, 6048. All these numbers, please. I want to encourage you to create a user account on Blog Talk Radio, all right, so that you can be notified. Lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. You can be notified when we have hot and exciting guests such as CeCe Tennyson tonight. via email. Then we have Rosalind Jennings. We have Miss Computer Lady. Hellraiser is in the building. Schoolboy Crush. Welcome all to Brown Sugar Radio, all right? But it's complimentary to create an account, and I want to ask that each of you take the time to do so, all right? Well, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and actually play. We're at that half point time, and we're going to play CeCe's hot news. Actually, I don't know if this is the first one she's going to release, but I'm going to release it on Brown Sugar Radio first because I love it. He say, she say. I think that song is so beautiful. Montel wrote the song, right? Correct, CeCe?
Yeah.
Montel
yeah.
Jordan, okay. Montel Jordan wrote the song. However, it was produced by Status. Am I saying that correctly?
Status, yep, and Poodle, yep.
Okay. All right, but also I got to give a shout out to Q Records. All right, to Quay, the CEO of Q Records, and also to Dave, who is president of Track Kings Worldwide, and also the VP of A&R at Q Records. All right, I got to give them a big shout out for allowing us to make this happen. All right, so without further ado, I love this song. Like I said, it's very, very sensual, very sexy, just a beautiful song between a man and a woman. Y'all keep it locked. It's CeCe Peniston and Montel Jordan. He say, she say.
Nothing's changed.
Getting worse.
Getting worse.
La la la.
It's okay.
She
Okay, we are back, and that was C.C. Tennyson's He Say, She Say, featuring Montel Jordan. Beautiful song. C.C., girl, you are getting positive reviews in the chat room. Girl, they feeling it. Okay? They are feeling it. All right. C.C., you there?
I'm here, girl.
Okay. All right, we got you. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a few calls here because I see the phone lines are filling up. And then I definitely want to get your second single in. Let's see here. We're going to go ahead and take, you know what? Let me take Spike Spielberg. What's going on, Spike?
What's going on, Spike?
Oh, what's going on, Sugar?
Oh, okay. Spielberg.
Okay.
Spielberg.
Yes.
We like Spike already.
That's what it do, you know. I'm just chilling tonight, you know, just fresh off of my show. I appreciate you for coming in and tuning in to my show. I know how it is when you're prepping for your own thing, you know, so, and when you have such a lovely guest like C.C. Peniston in the building, oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Thank you.
Her voice is like more than doves, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, thanks.
I'm really grooving over here, you know. I just want to know, does she act? You know, can Spike Spielberg put her in a movie and she maybe do the soundtrack?
That was really meaningful to us on Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to take another caller here, 646. I know who this is right here. What's up, Q? Look, Clay doing the same. Okay, I appreciate you coming through tonight. I was just giving you your round of applause for Q Records and allowing us to make this happen with CC tonight.
Oh, man, you're welcome, man. You know, I'm a big fan and supporter of Brown Sugar Radio. Hey, CC girl. Besides,
okay.
I'm CC's biggest fan. I should be president of the fan club.
Okay. Well, let's go on and make it do. Let's make it do what it do. Okay? I'll start filling out the postcards for
her. I just want everybody out there to know this album is very special. It's because it's good music, and we haven't had quality music like this in a very long time. And, you know, if you want to dance, and I think I've said it before, if you want to dance, you want to go to the club, you want to shake your thing, you want to have a good time, have a nice drink, just hear great music, then this is the album you want. this is one of those albums where you see, remember that commercial with the old school compilation? They'd be like, nah, my brother, you got to get your own. Like, this is one of those albums.
I love it. Okay. I like
that. That's it.
Yeah. So, you know, CeCe's a superstar, man, and she's one of the best that ever did it, and she's one of the few that can still do it. So
that's what's up.
I'm just blessed and honored to be a part of the project, you know. And, man, just be a part of history all over again.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
Quay,
what's up.
Make me blush. See, why you make me blush, Quay?
Oh, because, man, it's your time, you know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing about it is most people get one shot. Some people get two, you know. But to be able to get a second shot on your own terms and the way you want to do it and pursue your movement with your vision, your idea, that rarely happens. And, well, we're fortunate enough.
That's the part that I love, because everything just happened. You know, it was a connection, Sugar, that we made. It's funny, on MySpace. That's how we first met on MySpace. David and I and Track Kings, and it was amazing because we sent tracks back and forth, and it was like we should work together, and that's how everything came about. And one song turned into two, turned into three, turned into, girl, then we had a whole album. So it's a beautiful thing to get a blessing and do it on our own time, for one. Pick the songs that we like to, just because it's like, hey, this is what we're feeling, and just to have it come about and for people to be feeling and get a positive response that we've been getting, so...
Yeah,
and
we have a vision, you know, and that's the important thing. And for those out there that always, you know, ask that question, like, what are record labels looking for? You know, what they're looking for is cohesiveness. You know, they're looking for an artist that, A, has a conceptualization and idea. And that conceptualization and idea has to express itself in two ways, visually and musically. And when you can have that cohesiveness with the music, the visual presentation and the conceptualization of the artist, and that's what people invest their money in, you know. And fortunately, as I said, I mean, CeCe's been doing that for years, so it was relatively easy to make the vision and paint the picture, you know. So if you want to know how to do it, this is the album to kind of mirror after, you know, and just kind of just see exactly what we do. Just watch us work, and then you'll know what you need to be doing in 2010.
That's what's up. All right. Well, thank you so much, Quay. I appreciate the love.
Always welcome, sweetheart. Now I'm coming to Vegas, man.
Yay. All right. I'm telling you now. All right. All right. Don't play now. Be for real.
No. next trip CeCe goes out there, I'm going to be out there. So.
That's what's up. All right now. All right. Thanks, Quay. I'm going to grab this caller real quick, and then I want to bring in Dave, who's the president of Track Kings. But I don't want to lose this listener. 602, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio and CeCe Peniston. What's happening? 602?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Uh-oh, we got another Phoenix in the house. 602?
Well, this is Minister Roslyn from the Papa Show. I used to live in Tempe, Arizona, now I live in Atlanta. I just want to say congratulations, welcome back. You can't keep a good woman down like yourself. Are you gonna do any gospel, you know, in the future?
You know what? You never say never. Right now, that's not my focus right at this moment. But
okay.
I mean, I say never say never. You know where God may lead you. But I have done like an inspirational song. I'm an ambassador for the PTA, and I just did their new anthem on there on the website. It's the PTAMusic.org. If you go on there, you'll hear something that's inspirational on that.
Okay.
Inspirational song. It's called Above Horizons.
Okay. Another thing, you know, we hear so much about the music industry being cutthroat. Was there a time when you have to walk in forgiveness to forgive something that went down and just move forward? Because I know a lot of times you go, you know, an artist, you go through so much and people don't understand, but, you know, it's persevering. A lot of times you have to keep going in spite of what you felt like or how people felt like, you know, the strength and God lead you. You care to share anything about that?
Yeah, definitely, because I feel like through when you share experience with somebody that, you know, you make things better. I had actually an experience, you know, when I first started out with Finding the first year, you know, a lot of money was coming in, and I really wasn't in charge of all my finances. I had an accountant, actually, that was in charge of my finances who did a little bit better accounting than me, if you get my drift. And
girl, it ain't funny, girl. I'm just laughing with you, not at you, girl. That's crazy.
Yeah, he took a lot of money from me, and it took me a minute to recover off of that, only because I was the type of person where I'm never mess with people's money like that.
Yeah.
I was the type to be really giving, and so I didn't understand at the time why something like that would happen. And the only conclusion that I could come to, like, now, because I've grown up and I moved past it, is that God knows that I probably would have got comfortable and said, okay, I'm good. I might not have considered moving forward towards, you know, making my career of what it is right now.
Yeah.
You know how you could come to me and say, okay, I've done what I wanted to do, and I think that was like, no, I have some more for you to do. And so that's why that happened, to give me that wake-up call. And I also know that it'll never happen again. So that was the lesson I learned from it. So it's okay. So trust me, I had a couple of days where I was like, okay.
Don't make me break out the Vaseline. Okay.
God bless you, Cece. Much success to you, and, you know, and you know, this is your time. You know, move forward. The best is yet to come for you. God bless
you
again.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rosalyn. And I do appreciate your questions. At this time, what we're going to do is we're going to bring forth Dave, who is, like I said, the president of Track Kings. All right. Dave, thank you so much for joining us tonight and also allowing us to make this happen with Cece. I'd love to get your views on what it's like to work with Cece.
Well, where can I start? First off, y'all doing all these shouts out. I'm doing all these shouts out to Phoenix and Arkansas.
Oh, no!
Shout out to Shoutown, baby. Shout out. All my homies on the side. There you go. But working with Cece has been a blessing. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I look forward to the future, working on more projects. I mean, like Quay said, shouts out to my boy Quay Sean. This album is that album that everyone is looking for. Like you said, if you're looking for something to dance and something to feel good, this is the album. Like you heard with the He Say, She Say. I mean, we got everything from ballads to dance music to pop to whatever. We're hitting all kinds of genres on this project. And like I said, everyone is going to really feel good with this album. And like I said, it's been a blessing working with Cece. And she called us her angels. I think she's my angel because this is the project that I've always been wanting to work on, and I finally got it.
That's what's up.
Aw, Dave.
Okay, that's what's up. That's sweet. We going to start crying. Hand me some tissue, Cece. I'm about to start crying. That's what's up. Y'all real people, though. You know what I'm saying? I do appreciate you guys just being down to earth, just humble, you know what I'm saying, with the huge success that both of you have had. And certainly, I just got to say congratulations on the success. And more is to come. I see you. You know, reaching higher heights, deeper depth, you know what I'm saying, and just making it happen, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
Let me say one more thing about Cece. You know, I've been around a lot of different celebrities from R. Kelly, Luda, and all those guys. Cece is one of the most humblest people I've ever met. She's not Hollywood. She'll walk through a crowd like it ain't nothing. Like, she's a regular person. You know, and I appreciate people like that. They don't get too starstruck where they don't know their fans, you know, and know the people who brought them to where they are today. And, you know, I give kudos to her for that.
That's what's up. Yes, yes, she is, and I can vouch for that, definitely. You know, she definitely is. Okay, what I'm going to do, the gentleman that the phone, we had some interruptions. I want to bring him back real quick. That was Spike Spielberg. He's a black director doing his thing. I think he's
up in Carolina. Spike?
Oh, Spike, you probably got to cut
your
computer down or something.
Computer down or something.
Because when I bring you live,
I hear the echo. Spike?
It's volume still.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm on a, anyway, he had a question, but go ahead, PB. Is there something with his, because he's calling in through the switchboard and it's reflecting an echo.
So if you can call in maybe from a regular line, Spike, so we can grab your question real quick. We only have about 20 minutes remaining on the show. Go ahead. PB has some more questions for you, and so did I, and then we want to play her second single, Runway.
Okay, real quick, hey, Spike, real quick. I think you got to have headphones. I think that's the catch to that little thing right there with blogs. Like,
oh, okay.
Headphones on, and you got to speak into a mic on your computer. So I think that's what it
okay.
is. Okay, now, so a couple of more questions for CC. I'm going to deal with the past. A couple of more questions from your past, and then we're going to go ahead and move to your present, your future, your current. Okay, so one of my questions is, you know, when Sugar just got through talking about how humble and grounded you are, I definitely got to speak on this real quick, because I Googled CC Penister, because, you know, I want to, since we was having her again a second time, you know, I want to come with it. I want to, I come with it.
I ain't mad at you.
And so, you know, I came up on an interview. It was between Nicole Bitchy, shout out to her, NicoleBitchy.com. She did an interview with Monica, and she was talking, and Monica was talking about when she was 10 years old, she tried to, her manager or something tried to get her to sing for you, and she was saying something about that you were acting, you were rude to her, being busy, and you didn't basically take the time to listen to her. And after 17 years, I think this was 17 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you came back and replied. And so basically my question to you is, I want to just basically ask you, like, how did you feel when you first, like, when that came to your attention, when that was brought to your attention?
You know what, I felt really bad because I always prided myself on making sure that I give people time, and because I had a dream once as a child, and, you know, making sure that I take the time to listen to what people had to say to me. And the only thing I could think of, which is what I had put in the interview, is that when she came up to sing to me, that I was pulled in 100 different directions. Like, people may have been asking me a question. You know, she's trying to sing, and then something else was going on. That's the only thing I could think of at the time. See myself when a child would come up to me and say, can you listen to me sing? Like, I wouldn't listen because that's really not my personality. So I told her if I made her feel like that, then I apologize, because it was never my intention to crush what she felt was her dream at that moment. Because, you know, when people meet you and you're a celebrity and they feel like you did them wrong, it makes them, like, think that everyone's like that. And after I responded to her and let her know what my thoughts were about it, she was very embraceful, and she was like, I really appreciate you responding to me. My whole family read the response, and she said, I was happy that you responded to me. So as soon as I found out about it, I had no idea about it till that interview, someone told me about it. Then I responded to her and let her know that I didn't even realize that was a situation.
And see, right there, y'all, see, y'all got to give it up to CC just for doing that, because that's some realness right there. You know, after 17 years, this happened 17 years ago, and, like, this lady didn't know nothing about it, but she still came back and addressed the situation.
Right, you know, right. Well, you could have blew it off and been like, girl, that was 17 years ago. Get over it. You still, you know what I mean, reached out to her. That's what's up.
Well, my
yes.
thought on it was, if someone brings it up after all that time, then it must have been something that really affected them. And so I know my intention was not to do that. So because I knew that was not my intention, I felt like I should address it. And you know, I think we all feel better, like, when situations happen, when someone's able to give you closure, even if it's not the closure that you want, if someone can give you closure to a situation, it always makes it a better thing that you can deal with.
Okay. Okay, now, so I wanted to ask you this. See, I was listening to an interview the other day.
Okay.
And, the interviewer was asking one. It was like a, I think it was the artist, R&B artist Cassie. I don't know if you know her or not.
Yeah.
And so they were asking her about the R&B game and about how the artists, you know, like the artists, the past artists from the back in the day, they don't know how to pass the torch over. You know, like, they don't know when it's time to give up, you know, and pass the torch over to the new incoming artists. And so my thing to you is, I just basically want to know, like, how do you feel about people that think that way?
What I think about that is that one day they're going to have to pass the torch over, and they're not going to want to. I feel like when your time is over, I feel like what we put into the universe is very strong. And if you speak greatness in your life, then that's what you will have. And I just didn't feel like my time is over. I feel like if my time was over, I wouldn't be, you know, still doing what I love to do at this point in time. And, you know, I mean, I think it's more ignorance than anything. But, you know, everyone has their way of thinking. And once you get to a point where you would feel like, you know, you have to pass the torch over and you don't want to, she'll understand what that means at that point in time. I feel like it comes with age and wisdom.
Okay, there we go right there. So CC time ain't over yet. I'm trying to tell y'all, CC got to pass this dance. She finna show y'all that she just not dance. She just not in the dance genre.
My question is, like, at what age is that? I mean, if you look, I'm just going to give this as an example. When Santana came back, Santana hadn't put out an album for 20 years. Santana came back and cleaned up. I mean, so how can you really say, you know, I mean, what is the length of time? Mariah hadn't put out an album in 5 years. She came back and did another album, and they called that her comeback album. And to me, I was like, she never left. After 5 years, that's just a break. I mean, she still, has such a beautiful track record of songs that she's done. To me, that's not a comeback. That's just, I took a break and I felt like making another record.
There you go. Don't call it a comeback. Okay, so CeCe, now with that being said, real quick, okay, so let's talk about that. So you said, so did you leave the game? You didn't leave the game neither, right? You still been out on the road doing your thing since your last album, right?
Definitely. I've been doing a lot of shows overseas. In fact, I have a show in Tokyo coming up. I have a show in New York coming up this weekend, which I'll be at the Madison Square Garden Theater having a big show there that I'll be doing. It's called the Freestyle Extravaganza with a lot of different artists that'll be on the bill. And I've been taking dance lessons. I've been taking acting lessons with Tasha Smith from Madea, you know, from
Tyler. Great actress.
I'm with a film company right now. We're trying to come up with some reality shows. And so there's a lot of stuff I'm doing. I'm not just stagnant. I'm not just, you know, sitting around. And then the album. So I'm still, you know, I've got a lot of movement. I just haven't had commercially a song on the radio, a new song on the radio. I had more music on the radio overseas in Europe than here in the States. So.
Okay, so real quick, Okay, real quick, I know, Sugar, you're going to play the next single or whatnot, so I'm going to go ahead and just ask CeCe about the new album that's coming out. So do we have, like, a date or any time? Do we have any dates or anything like that, CeCe?
Not right at this moment, but I would say in the next 2 months,
okay,
they should be hearing something. In fact, I'm going to get something on the radio here real shortly. We've got a game plan about how we're going to do it. We got it together. We know we're going with it. It's all good. I don't feel nervous. I don't feel nervous about it or anything like that. I feel good about it. Like it is what it is, and it's gonna be great because that's what I expect.
Okay, now so CeCe, like, do we have any features or anything like that?
Well, I wouldn't say call it really a feature, but I did. It's me and Montel Jordan on the song that you heard, which was He Say She Say, and
okay,
we're working on actually another. Somebody else in the game to put something down on another one of the songs that I had, but I don't want to really say yet at this time.
Okay. You want everything to clear. Gotcha. So, let me see. What kind of music, like, is going to be on this album? What can we expect?
I will have some, I'll have some dance for my dance fans, but I feel like it's what's current, what's on the radio, so I'll have my dance music, but I also have my R&B for my R&B fans. There'll be like one or two throwback cuts for my people who just want to hear something from CeCe that sounds like what I used to do. But mainly everything is like I was definitely what's happening in music right now.
Okay.
That's something I think you just have to listen to for yourself. You know, I think I feel that people will be pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Now, Sugar, if you there, you can go ahead and do
what All right, that's what's up. Those are some excellent questions too. And one thing I forgot to ask you with your original interview that we did, and I'm so glad he mentioned about what did it sound like, you know, experiencing when you first taste of stardom. One thing that everyone has said is that you have remained humble. But I want to ask you, what did it feel like when you first heard your song on the radio? And I know we're taking it back here, but this is a question I've always wanted to ask you, especially being, you know, coming out of Arizona, and it seems as if you almost had to work twice as hard, but you said that it wasn't. So that was really surprising to me. What did it sound like, though? What did it feel like hearing your song yourself on the radio for the first time?
Well, You know what? It was like the most exciting feeling. Okay, you know what? The visual, I'm going to give you a visual. Remember in the five heartbeats when they were laying in the bed and he was like, hey, wake up, my song is on right now. And it was like that kind of excitement. That's how I felt, like, oh, man, I'm hearing my own voice on the radio. I was actually in my kitchen. I was in my mom's kitchen, and we had the radio on because it was like, okay, they said we're going to play the song at this time. And so what happened was it came on, all I heard was, yeah. Right? I was like, I'm like, the song's on the radio. We was hopping around acting crazy. So it was like such a surreal feeling to hear something come alive that, you know, you had put on. It was, you know, just on a record. You hear your actual voice and the lyrics and the production and everything all come alive.
Okay. Look at that. And I mean, it's just got to be almost like a surreal feeling almost, huh? Like you're pinching yourself.
Oh, I mean, it's funny because I've gone out of the country. I remember I was in Switzerland and we were riding around in the car. A sudden finally comes on the radio and I just smiled. Or I was walking in, I was at the mall and I was walking through the stores. And I heard finally come on, and I just kind of smiled, you know, like, okay, all right, you know, get you that
okay.
Little, you know, hey, you right here.
That's what's up. Now, you were talking about a little bit of the PTA, all right, and I want you to kind of let us know your involvement with the PTA, and is it one particular school, or is it several schools that you're involved with?
Oh, it's like all over the world. I do like back-to-school programs for children. And I like it because it allows children to come to me and tell me, hey, this is my dream. I actually get to touch them, for them to come to me and tell me this is what I want to do, when I know I was that little child and I was the one getting supported, you know, at that moment. And then the other nice thing is I get to do, you know, the national anthem. I was able to do that, which is great because the proceeds go back and help children further their education. It helps them with school supplies. It helps them with scholarships. And I go speak. I go sing. You know, and another one of the ambassadors is Olympian Dara Torres, the swimmer.
Okay.
Also, she's also an ambassador, which is nice. It's something that she said she wanted to do to be able to give back to the community. So
I know that's right.
You know, my mother was part of the PTA when I was younger. So, you know what I'm saying? It just keeps going.
That's what's up. And I feel like, you know, with you being the first female entertainer to visit and perform in South Africa. I mean, that just had to be mind-blowing. Tell us a little bit about that, CC.
Oh, that was another surreal moment. I was sitting there, right? I was getting ready for my show. I was like, damn, I'm in the motherland right now.
Girl, I took it back, didn't I?
I was like, wow, I'm getting ready to go on stage and perform. And it was amazing to see somebody from another country, just, you know, they know me all the way over here. You know, it was amazing. I did an actual band show. I did like 5 shows over there. We did like a cute little mini tour. And just the response and the love that they gave me, it was amazing.
Wow. I mean, that's just awesome to me. What I want to do real quick, and we ran over this briefly before, but I want to get it for your fans again, your favorite thing. Okay, and if it's changed since last time, that's cool, girlfriend, because I know how us women are. You know what I'm saying? Change is good. Now, Obama said, what did he say? Change is what we need, right? Change. So I want to go over your favorite things for those of you CC fans that are checking us out in the chat room. I do see a few callers on the line, but we only have a few minutes remaining, and I want to play this last single here. But I want to know, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Lady Sings the
Blues. Okay. Favorite food?
Pizza.
Okay. That ain't changed. Favorite color?
Oh, black. Black is so
cool. Okay. Your favorite fragrance?
My favorite what?
Fragrance?
Michael Kors.
Okay. Favorite book?
The Four Agreements.
Okay. Your favorite love song?
Oh, I have so many. Fire and Desire is like one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
Tina Marie and Rick James. Yeah, I love that.
I know that's right. Okay. Favorite Bible scripture?
John 3:16.
Favorite designer bag?
Gucci. Oh, no, wait. And, you know what? I like Louis. It's got to pick Louis.
Okay. Okay. And your favorite fashion designer?
Now, Gucci's my favorite. That's another my favorite design. I like Gucci a lot.
Okay. All right now. All right. And so now I had the opportunity. I was blessed to meet Cece while she was out here in Vegas. And one thing I want to say, Cece, your skin is flawless. It's absolutely beautiful. Can you let some of the sisters out here know what do you do to keep your beauty secret on how you keep a clear, smooth complexion?
Thank you. And it's funny because I just got a facial today.
Okay.
I get facials regularly. I always, you know, ladies wash Sephora for you. You know, when you come to the club, make sure you wash your lady, you know, your makeup off late at night and in the morning. You know, have a good scrub. I start off with a scrub. Then I do my toner because, you know, the toner balances out your skin. I have my eye cream. I have my you know, my moisturizer. Ladies, put on some SPF because, you know, the sun will get you. You don't want to get, you know, age spots and, you know, get wrinkled skin. So that's what I do. And I also drink a lot of water.
Okay.
A lot of vegetables.
Okay. All right. And now can you share with us, how do you prepare for a show? Is it prayer? Do you lemon juice, hot tea? What is one of your regimens that you do prior to a show?
I do some vocal exercises. A lot of me getting ready is in the room. I get in there. I got my iPod with my iPod speaker. I get in my room. I probably have a little glass of wine. I have my music playing in the background, you know, get my mood right. I'm doing my makeup. And as I'm doing my makeup and stuff, I feel like, you know, the stage, when it's time for me to go on stage, that person starts to evolve. And, you know,
okay.
I have my clothes laid out. I'm like, okay, do I like this or I like that? I put on the option that I like best, throw on my jewelry, ready to go.
You be ready. Now, Beyonce often speaks of having an alter ego, who is Sasha Fierce.
Yes.
Do you have an alter ego when you get on stage? And if you do, what's her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Okay.
I call her Michelle because I can blame things on Michelle that I don't have to take account for.
I know that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. All right. A few last questions, and then PB, if you have one more question, I got to play a single, and then we've got to let Cece go because she is a woman on the move. Many of you know that she's going to be touring. It's at the Madison Square Garden. You have a performance, correct?
The Madison Square Garden Theater.
After the theater. All right, for all the New York listeners out there. And then also, she's going to be having a tour in Japan. All right, so this is a worldwide network, and certainly if we got any Japanese listeners, y'all check out Cece, okay, in Japan. All right. What do you value most in life?
Happiness. Just happiness, because I feel like we can have so many things in life, materialistic or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have any happiness, you have nothing.
Okay.
So I value my happiness and my peace.
That's what's up. What was your happiest moment in your music career, and what was your most frustrating or embarrassing moment in your music career?
My happiest moment is when I signed that first check, finally. And
Okay.
The check at the bank, and then my most frustrating moment, I would say when I went through everything with the accountant. I would say that was my most frustrating, because it was like a sense of betrayal for me, and I didn't understand. It took me a long time to work through it. It took me a real long time. And it's funny because
I
was looking at this story on Marvin Gaye, and it talked about how he had lost his money like two times, over $1 million. I said, well, shoot, if Marvin can miss it once and get it back two or three times, I can do it one more time. So I would just, you know, I didn't lose everything. It's just that what was mine was taken. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just felt like, you know, a sense of betrayal then. But I got past it, and I'm good now, and I know God's going to bless me with some more. So, you know, I don't have to worry about the past or what he took from me, because God's going to give me more.
That's right. That's right. All right. PV, I know you may have one more question I see there, and then we are going to play her single, Runway. Okay.
Before we go to, I want to make sure everybody knows I'm on Facebook. I'm Cece Peniston. I'm on MySpace. My MySpace is Cece Peniston. And you know I have to give a shout-out to my whole family. My whole family's in Arizona, all my friends, my baby. And, you know, I just want to give love to Status and Voodoo and David and Quay. Just want to give love to everybody.
All right. That's what's up. Okay.
Well, I don't have a question. I kind of have, like, a request that I want to do. I wanted to see if we could get CeCe to sing a little live for us. Anything you want to say?
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Finally, it has happened to me, and it feels so good to me. Oh.
Real time.
All right.
Y'all got that?
Get it,
y'all
girl.
Got that. Y'all got
okay.
that, right?
I know that's right. Go ahead now. I got to read this. That a fan wrote me, and I have to do this because they will probably be upset if I don't. I don't know if you remember this particular fan,
mm-hmm.
but she said her name is, let's see here. She said her friend and I had a chance to meet CeCe in the 90s at Myrtle Beach. Her road manager connected with us. We rode with her in her limo to her concert, hung out backstage, and dined with her afterward. She is so down to earth, and I wish I could say hi. Please let her know that I'm going to miss her show tonight. Tell her Tawana and Sandy from Ohio talk about that time all the time, and we wish her well. God bless.
Oh, man, I do remember that, because you know what? There's not many moments like that happen.
Oh, okay.
Tawana and Sandy, what's up, y'all?
Okay, that's what's up. I know that's right. That is all. Look at that. See, isn't that touching? And I received several more emails just from, you know, listeners saying they love you, they're glad you're back, you know, they're truly excited for you, they can't wait for the new album. The last question that I have is, what would you say is the hardest aspect of being a celebrity and in the public eye constantly?
I would just say being on, just making sure you're on point, you know, dress-wise, you know, your interaction with people, vocally, make sure you're on point vocally, performance-wise, because you may have had a bad day and you got to come out and perform and make sure that you're giving 100, you know, you want to be 100. So I would say that's
yeah.
the hardest aspect. And if you're having a bad day, you know, just hoping that people understand that. So just being on.
Okay, that's true, because you constantly have to make sure that you know, got your A game together. If they take a bad picture, you can end up in the choir or something. You know what I mean? Can't run to the grocery store, none of that.
Yeah, I've seen a couple pictures. I feel like, damn.
They got me.
Like, you know, you're human, so things, like, they're going to catch you on. It could be an angle. Your makeup might have been on, but they just catch you at a jack-up angle, so, you know. It just, you know, it is what it is. You got to learn to let those things slide and just, you know, make sure that people 9 times out of 10 see you in the best light that they want to see you in. You know, they see you like that.
That's what's up. All right. Well, CeCe Pennington, any last shout-outs or thoughts before we let you go for the evening? We don't want to let you go. You have been a blessing tonight, okay? But any other websites or anything you can think of that you may not have mentioned?
Okay, you know what? CeCe@CeCePennington.com. That's my email for my website, and www.CeCePennington.com. That's the website. That's where I do a lot of my business on that website. The MySpace and the Facebook is just for more of interaction with my fans. And I do get on, just so you guys know, I do actually get on there and answer my mail. No one answers.
Good. That's you. Okay.
So
good.
On, and it might take me a minute. It's not because I'm ignoring you. It's just taking me a minute because I'm running around. But I do answer my mail. It's from me.
Okay. That's not an assistant. So y'all heard her. That is the real CeCe Pennington answering your question, not an assistant. Okay. All right.
CeCe, you got to get you a Twitter page.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, PB, I do have a Twitter, too. I got a Twitter. I just got it, like, about a week and a half ago.
Okay. Give it to her.
I got to do it. I'm still trying to get in a habit of texting every hour, and I've been really bad about doing that. I need to get on my A game with that. I'm going to get there, but it's taking me a second. I got a Twitter page.
Okay, that's what's up. So y'all definitely keep in line for her Twitter page, and y'all join that as well. Support CeCe when the new CD comes out.
buy it. Don't download it and be cheap, y'all, okay? Support her. That's how she going to go platinum again. Buy the album, please, all right? We're going to go ahead and close. I got to say thank you so much, Cece. I'm going to exit out with your song that's called Runway. This is going to be a club banger right here, honey, okay? I'm feeling this one all day long. And God bless you and your endeavors, you know. And I'm going to be in Phoenix next month, girlfriend, so we're going to have to connect. Oh, if I'm campus for us to do lots of something, okay?
Ready or back, okay? You know
you
that.
Feel me? And we added you, CC, to the Brown Sugar Radio Top Friends. You know what I'm saying? So we're looking out for you, girlfriend, all right? We are looking out for you.
For loving me, too. Give me, you know, your love and support. I want to thank y'all for supporting me and for loving me. And I appreciate that because y'all, you know, you keep the artists going. So I thank you.
That's what's up. All right, CC. Well, you know, you're welcome back anytime. Yes, CB.
You got to come back. When that album comes out, when that new single comes out. When that album come out, we got to have CC back.
That's what's up. That's it. Well, we have certainly ran over our time. Callers, I do apologize. I don't like to keep people over time, and I've done it again. But certainly, any questions that you have, hit CC up on her MySpace, add her as a friend, put her in your top friends, and like I said, buy the album. Don't be cheap, y'all. Support the artist. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night. This is CC Pennison, Runway.
Oh, you know how it goes. Hey, yo, CC. I think we let the people in long enough, right?